So let me just pick a couple. So I take a big one. The ones which I touch, I will eat. The rest, you can eat then. So, as kids, we usually would take strawberries and leak them, and then the other one could no more eat it, right? So I had a brother, so. The strawberry theorem tells us that break-even points are actually equilibrium points. That f of x is equal to g of x, that's the case if and only if g prime of x is equal to 0. Let's just prove this. So we take the derivative of g of x. What is the derivative of g of x? We just have the definition f of x over x. And now how do we differentiate this? The quotient rule. We need the quotient rule here. And what does the quotient rule tell us? This is equal to, and this is the fundamental theorem of calculus. We know that f prime is equal to f, or the definition here, f x times x minus f of x over x squared. So this assumes that this is equal to 0. What can we say about this? If this is equal to 0, then we can take the f of x on the other side. So we have f of x, and divide here out the x, is equal to f of x over x squared. We have f of x is equal to f of x over x. And f of x over x is equal to g of x. So suppose you have all sizes of strawberries. That's what we have here, from very large to very small. Each size of strawberry exists twice, except for the smallest, of which you have only one. So let me just pick a couple. So I take a big one. The ones which I touch, I will eat. The rest, you can eat then. So as kids, we usually would take strawberries and leak them, and then the other one could no more eat it, right? So I had a brother, so that was the trick to get all the strawberries. So I take a larger and then smaller, and then it says everything exists twice. So there is another one here which is larger, and that's another large one. That's another large one. And another large one here. That's the largest one. So I think we have now about, maybe I take this one, which is a little bit bigger. I don't know. Maybe I take a very small one, and then we have really kind of a good, that should be bigger than that. So that's kind of the example. So we have now, each size of strawberries exists twice, except for the smallest, for which you have only one. Let us just say that you line these strawberries up from very large to very small, then to very large again. So let me just do that. So we take a very large one, and then they become smaller and smaller. This is the smallest one, and then they become bigger and bigger and bigger again. Right. So that's what we have. You take one strawberry after another and place them on a scale that tells you the average weight of all strawberries. So that's what we do. We start with a very large one here. We take it, put it on a scale, and we measure the weight. The weight is large, of course, at the very beginning. So the first strawberry that you place in the bucket is very large, while every subsequent one will be smaller until you reach the smallest one. So we do that until we reach the smallest one. Because of the literal weight of the heavier ones, average weight is larger than marginal weight. Let's just try to understand this. So we take this, and in each of the cases, we compute the average weight, which is the average weight of these strawberries which we have on the scale, and the marginal weight. What is the marginal weight? If I take this strawberry, what is the marginal weight? Exactly. That's exactly the weight of this strawberry. So what happens is this strawberry is lighter than the average weight here. Makes sense, right? because these are heavier ones. So, and so on. So the average weight still decreases also less steeply than marginal weight. So you see, because they are heavier here, so the average weight will decrease less than the marginal weight. Once you reach the smallest strawberry, and that's what we have just obtained here, every subsequent strawberry will be larger, which means that the rate of decrease of the average weight becomes smaller and smaller until eventually it stands still. So now, because the strawberry gets bigger and bigger again, we really reach a point where we, maybe now, where we have the average, where this is equal to the average. Right. At this point, the marginal weight is just equal to the average weight. So that's what we call a break-even point. The break-even point is when the marginal weight is equal to the average weight. So in this example, they took weight and not price, but you can imagine that the price is essentially the weight, right? So, and then, so we have, what we have seen is, we have seen two functions. We have seen f of x and we have seen g of x, and we have seen the place where f of x is equal to g of x, and what the theorem tells us, that this break-even point here is really the point where g prime is equal to zero. So where the g prime has started to become, you know, the g prime was telling us the change of the average weight, and the change of the average weight has exactly is exactly the marginal weight at this point when f is equal to g. What economists usually use, they use the letter C, not F, and G, and then total cost and marginal cost, and here's the book, Don't Worry About Micro, and I just demonstrated this. The average cost is equal, this is the expected cost of one strawberry if x strawberries are present, and here is here are all the notions, and the marginal cost is the derivative of the total cost, the average cost is f of x over x, and that was the demonstration which was given before, and the critical points of the average cost are break-even points. I've just proven it, that was the proof, and I want you also to show the real proof. There are different books where this appears. I think it should appear probably in every economics book. That's one of my favorite books in economics because I don't know economics, and that's the cartoon guide to economics about micro, and it's by Grady Klein and Joram Baumann. And here there is one sketch which actually deals with this theorem, and so how marginal cost curves create your supply curves, let's see, of Ernesto's coffee business, and so on. I don't want to go into the details because we have already consumed strawberries, but I just want to show here to the end, if you look at this here, that's in disguise, that's just the strawberry theorem. Because what this is, C prime is actually, C is equal to, this is G prime, I think, and peak, if you divide by Q, you have P equal to CQ over Q, and Q is the X which we use, the quantity. Economists use Q instead of X. And so essentially what you have seen here, this is the break-even point and that's the derivative. The pi is the G. Again, pi, using pi as a function it makes it more difficult. But I want you also to show, this is a graph of this book, which I mentioned, Don't Fret About Micro. And so here, this is an example where we see the average cost and we see the marginal cost. They intersect here, that's called the equilibrium or the break-even point, and it's the same thing, it's where this is minimal. So it always happens that we have this intersection point happens where we have a flat tangent. So that's cool. And I want you to show you also the proof, not that I want you to understand it, but I just want to make advertisement for math. This is the proof, the mathematical proof here. I don't know, DATC, it's just forbidding because A, you can think about this as A times T times C, but it's actually average, oh, you know it. So once you get used to it, it's kind of average. But that's the whole proof. What we have here on the blackboard, that's the whole proof, and it's equivalent, I can assure you. It's equivalent what we have just done. But it can kind of tell you that if you take different notation and different language, things can become more complex. But that was the quick slideshow which I wanted to show you. And actually, that finishes this discussion.